And the place where the main office buildings of the big banks are located.
Downtown.
And where the oldest and largest stores are.
Would be downtown.
Now, you mentioned Market, the Market Street.
Yeah, that's where they have an old Market Square Mall.
Mm-hmm. And that's called?
Market Square Mall.
Okay. Now, are there any neighborhoods that can be identified with particular nationality groups?
There's the east section near, closer to downtown than the farther east, and it's the black section.
And does that neighborhood have any nickname or is it called anything?
No, it's not.
How about other, any nationality groups, like places where Germans or Dutch?
No, it's mainly,
Oriental?
Probably, Knoxville probably has about 9% blacks, maybe 8% blacks. It's really mainly white.
Okay.
No nationality.
Now, where do the well-off, the well-off of blacks live?
In the suburbs of whites, the major suburban areas.
Are they segregated areas?
No.
Okay. There isn't an upper middle class or an upper class black neighborhood then?
No.
Okay. Do the neighborhoods, the black neighborhoods, have any special shopping districts in that area that you're going?
No. Not really.
No. Where do the most of the rich people live in Knoxville?
Spread out. There are several areas.
What do you think the most high-tone neighborhood in?
Fox Den.
Okay. Name a few others.
Sequoia Hills.
Is the one I was thinking of. Isn't that fairly close to UT?
It's 5 miles, maybe 10 miles.
On a road straight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Kingston Pike, then Kingston Pike.
Yeah, that's right.
Mountain Crest area, Holston Hills, Beverly Acres.
How about some middle class neighborhoods?
Many of those are pretty well middle and it's a lot of the upper middle class and the very rich, they live together. I don't know, the middle class neighborhoods would be a lot of the same like that, or like North Hills. I can't think of any areas really. Halls.
What?
Halls. H-A-L-L-S.
How about the poor neighborhoods?
The rural area.
You think of rural Knox County as essentially poor?
No.
Now, what do you call that black neighborhood near Knoxville College?
I don't know. I know where it is. I just don't know what it's called.
It
I don't really think it's maybe there's a place in there they call Mechanicsville. Yeah. Gives you an idea.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I was thinking. Now, what are some local landmarks?
Well, the university. This is a major landmark, probably.
That's called by
the University of Tennessee.
Or just
UT. For the football stadium. And
what's that called? Does that have any?
Neyland Stadium.
All right. Now, are there any other parks or statues or things?
Well, there's amusement parks and there's
what are the names of the amusement parks?
Well, Chill Highway Park, why they call it Hocus Pocus.
Is that right?
And the park they have.
Is that the one on the Rutledge Pike?
That's on Asheville, yes, like near there, yeah. And there's Fountain City Park and Tyson Park and Westmoreland Park, and there's little community parks.
These aren't amusement parks.
No, these are community parks.
Okay. Now,